I have set aside a X number of dollars. I got it in my possession. I'm going to purchase a jet. I need somebody in this congregation to fly it for me. Can I get you? Can I? Who will be my pilot? I ain't talking about trying to train. I said, I need you now. Today. Why you won't volunteer? You know why? You're ignorant of what I just asked about. Some of you don't even know how to ride on a good. Unless talking about flying it. Where you get in at? You see what I'm saying? Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And that's what have been the problem of the church. We've been ignorant of spiritual things and following religious things, tradition of men and stuff that hadn't been working. Am I telling the truth? Whew. But until we make a decision in our heart, I'm not going to be ignorant of spiritual things anymore. So how do I get to that place where I'm not ignorant? How do I learn? Well, let me ask you this. How many of you in here, you're not ashamed, you got your driver's license, you can drive. I got my hand up. I had my hand up. If you don't have them, I pray for you probably. You got your driver's license, right? How did you get them? You walked up in to the place where they were making license. I want my driver's license. You didn't do that? What do you do then? Now, I need to be educated. I thought they just give the things out. No, there was a test you had to take. And there's some books you had to study and learn what was in the book. Rules you had to follow. You had to learn what signs and signal and brakes and accelerator and stop signs and yielding signs and lights and all that stuff, right? What each one of them meant and how to abide by them. It was all in that book, didn't it? But if you didn't know it, you couldn't pass the test. Well, why is it that saints want to be all holy and want all the wealth of God, but they don't want to know how to get it? Don't even know what it says. And if God give it to you, you wouldn't know what to do with it. Being ignorant, you wouldn't. But if you well trained, well educated, spiritual in tune, know what the word said, know how to be led by the Spirit, know the voice of the Spirit, know the witness of the Spirit, know how to love, know how to give and not grudge, then you can be trusted because you obey the Spirit of God. Hello? Anybody in the house? All right. So, listen to this statement. We'll get there. Like I said, I'm going to stop when it's time for me to stop. But we're going to get into some things. Let me finish what I started. I don't think I finished saying what I started. And then I read this statement. Satan is a deceiver. He wants control of you to the point that when God speaks to you by reading the word, by speaking to your spirit, by hearing my voice or whoever's speaking to you, he wants to be hidden in you without you recognizing it. So when I say something that the word says, you get offended at it and reject the word. That's where he wants to hide himself and make you think that I'm against you, I'm trying to hurt you, I'm trying to control you, I'm trying to be your boss, I'm grown just like you. That's what he'll tell you. But he don't want you to recognize God loves you so much. He'll do anything he can to enlighten you, to correct you, to help you, so you can get all the goods that he has. Because I don't care if you got $5 million in the bank. If you don't know how to get it out, that money just lay there. It just lay right there. You can brag about how much you got, but if you don't know how to get it out. And so Satan don't want God peoples to be well taught, well trained, well educated in spiritual things, to recognize the lies and the deception that he plays on you. He uses on you in every area of your life. We come to church, and what we want to do, and we lead, and it's all right, we ought to praise God. But most of the time, this is far as we go. We'll come to church, we'll praise God, we'll hear the music sounds good, we'll get it all worked up, and we'll shout and hallelujah, praise the Lord, I feel good, the presence of God is here. But we don't know how to deal with these things in other areas of our life. That's what we're going to help you with. Because if you're affected over here, you're not going to be, if you have been affected by this, you're not going to be your best over here. You'll do something, but you're not going to be your best. But if you're well-rounded, anybody ever tried to bounce a football? You ever try to bounce a basketball? It'll work. But try bouncing the football, see what happens. You know why? Because it's not well-rounded. And this kind of saints we got, we real good. We real good at getting loud. Glory. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we all out of shape over here. And we're going to help somebody. So Satan knows your weakness, and I'm going to find him and help you. The word is going to find your weakness and help you. And see, this church used to be real good. We didn't have no problem people attending Wednesday night Bible class, but now we just treat as a dish rag. And you think it's all right, but if you don't change, you're going to look up and say, my God, how in the world did help to me? But you're so busy now. You got your thing going on now. And you forgot your first love.